Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narcissists podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, 50 Shades of Narcissism, The Secret Language of Narcissists. Sociopaths and Psychopaths by Shahida Arabi is a concise non-fiction guide to psychological abuse, emotional manipulation, and recovery after relationships with highly exploitative personalities. Written for survivors and readers trying to make sense of confusing relational patterns. The book presents narcissistic, sociopathic, and psychopathic behavior in accessible language rather than as a clinical textbook. Its central purpose is to decode the indirect signals, recurring tactics, and destabilizing interactions that often leave targets doubting their own judgment. Arabi approaches the subject from a survivor-informed perspective, combining psychological concepts with practical guidance on recognition, boundaries, and self-care. Because it is positioned as a short introductory resource, the book emphasizes clarity and validation over exhaustive theory. Its value lies in giving readers a vocabulary for experiences that are often hidden, minimized, or misunderstood, especially in emotionally abusive intimate family or social relationships. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the secret language is framed as a pattern of manipulation rather than isolated cruelty. A central idea in the book is that narcissistic and psychopathic abuse often operates through repeated patterns that can appear ambiguous when viewed one incident at a time. And Arabi treats the secret language of these personalities as a set of behavioral signals, including charm used for control, emotional withholding, blame shifting, gaslighting, projection, and sudden reversals between affection and contempt. The practical importance of this framing is that it moves the reader away from asking whether one specific event was serious enough and toward observing the broader rhythm of the relationship. In abusive dynamics, confusion itself can become a tool, because the target spends energy interpreting mixed messages rather than evaluating the harm being done. By naming these patterns, the book helps readers understand why intelligent and capable people can remain trapped in relationships that repeatedly damage their confidence. The emphasis is not on demonizing every difficult person, but on recognizing when a relationship is organized around dominance, image management, and emotional exploitation. Secondly, the book distinguishes practical recognition from formal diagnosis. Although the title refers to narcissists, sociopaths, and psychopaths, the book is primarily concerned with the lived effects of destructive behavior rather than with teaching readers to make clinical diagnoses. This distinction matters because survivors often become stuck trying to prove whether an abuser meets a technical label. Arabi instead encourages attention to observable conduct, such as chronic lack of empathy, entitlement, manipulation, refusal of accountability, and calculated cruelty. The practical question becomes whether the relationship is safe, reciprocal, and reality-based, not whether the reader can produce a formal psychiatric assessment. This approach makes the book accessible to non-specialists while still drawing on familiar psychological language. It also reduces a common obstacle in recovery, the belief that harm is only valid if it can be assigned a precise diagnostic category. At the same time, this survivor-centered approach means the book should not be read as a substitute for clinical evaluation. Its strength is helping readers identify red flags and protect themselves, not providing a professional taxonomy of personality disorders. Thirdly, idealization, devaluation, and discard are presented as a cycle that creates attachment and disorientation. One of the most useful frameworks associated with the book is the cycle in which a manipulative person first creates intense attachment, then undermines the target, and finally withdraws, discards, or returns when control is threatened. This sequence is important because the early phase can feel unusually validating, making later mistreatment harder to interpret. When affection, praise, and attention are followed by criticism, silence, betrayal, or contempt, the target may work harder to recover the original version of the relationship. Arabi connects this cycle to the emotional confusion commonly reported by survivors, including self-blame, rumination, and difficulty leaving. The mechanism is not simply that the abusive person is occasionally unkind. It is that the contrast between warmth and cruelty can train the target to seek relief from the same source that caused the distress. By describing this dynamic, the book gives readers a way to understand why leaving can feel psychologically difficult, even when the abuse is recognized. This explanation is especially valuable for people who feel ashamed of their attachment to someone who repeatedly harms them. Fourthly, recovery begins with boundaries. Reduced access and rebuilding trust and perception, the book gives significant attention to the practical problem of what survivors can do once they recognize a harmful pattern. A recurring emphasis is the need for boundaries, including limiting contact or maintaining no contact when continued interaction keeps the abuse active. This recommendation is grounded in the idea that manipulative individuals often use conversation, apologies, crisis, or renewed affection to re-enter the target life and restart the same cycle. Arabi also stresses self-care, but not in a vague wellness sense. Self-care here includes protecting emotional bandwidth, seeking supportive perspectives, documenting reality when memory has been undermined, and choosing environments that do not continually reopen the trauma bond. The deeper point is that recovery requires more than insight into the abuser. It requires a shift of attention back to the survivor's own safety, needs, and judgment. The book is especially useful in validating that boundaries are not cruelty or overreaction when a relationship has repeatedly involved manipulation. For many readers, this reframing can be the first step toward regaining agency. Lastly, its concise format makes it an entry point, not a comprehensive clinical manual. 50 Shades of Narcissism is best understood as a compact orientation to narcissistic and psychopathic abuse rather than a full theoretical or therapeutic treatment of the VSIL. Subject: this format has clear advantages. Readers who are overwhelmed, newly separated from an abusive relationship, or still trying to name what happened may not be ready for a dense academic work. A short guide can provide immediate language, validation, and basic direction without demanding extensive background knowledge. The limitation is that readers seeking detailed clinical distinctions, long case analyses, or a structured recovery program may need additional resources. The book does not function as a diagnostic manual, and it should not replace professional support for trauma, legal danger, or complex family situations. Its contribution is narrower but still meaningful. It distills recurring abuse dynamics into terms that survivors can quickly recognize and use. In that sense, its brevity is part of its design. It serves as a gateway text that can help readers move from confusion to informed self-protection. In conclusion, this book is most suitable for readers who suspect they have experienced narcissistic or psychopathic abuse and need a concise framework for understanding it. It may also be useful for counselors, advocates, and friends of survivors who want a plain language overview of manipulation tactics and the psychological confusion they create. Its practical benefit is vocabulary. By naming patterns such as gaslighting, idealization, devaluation, discard, and boundary erosion, the book helps readers organize experiences that may have seemed chaotic or uniquely personal. Its intellectual benefit is a shift from focusing on isolated incidents to recognizing relational systems of control. Compared with broader self-help books on toxic relationships, 50 Shades of Narcissism stands out for its specific focus on the communication style and behavioral signals of highly manipulative personalities. Compared with more clinical books on personality disorders, it is less technical and more directly survivor-oriented. That makes it especially effective as a first resource, though not as a complete recovery plan or diagnostic authority. Readers who need in-depth trauma treatment, legal guidance, or clinical assessment should supplement it with professional help and more comprehensive materials. Its strongest role is as an accessible bridge between personal confusion and informed action. If you would like to support Shahida Arabi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.